You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking to somebody yesterday on our show, and I'm scratching my head trying to remember exactly what they said, but they got some sort of reward from their office, and it immediately stopped us in our tracks. We're like, oh, we got to talk about that, you know, sometime soon on our show. So let's make it today about the various rewards, or I'm not going to call it a perk, because a perk seems the more like an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
A reward is a surprise, maybe, or a gift that you got, some sort
of reward. It's an attaboy, you know, for doing something.
You know,
meeting some sort of goal or being a best employee. Somebody wrote in, Jenny wrote in during the break and said she got the MVP award at her work, which is actually the most valuable pediatrician. She says, I'm really good with kids. My patients cry the least amount, and I give out the most stickers. And that is from Ginny, the most valuable pediatrician. So, like, something like that. You get a little honor for the month. Like, we do an employee of the month every year here. Every month here. We have never received it.
Dom and Jeremy will never get
ever.
Employee of the month. We have just resigned ourselves to the fact that we will not get that award.
Josh got it one month, so that's kind of funny to us.
Yeah, the funny thing is, when it was my 30th anniversary, 30 years hosting this show back in January, I didn't get Employee of the Month, but that very month, Josh was named one of the runners-up for it.
Well, you know, he keeps the show running behind the scenes, so.
I mean, you gotta admit, that's pretty funny. You know, put in 30 years, Josh got nominated for Employee of the Month.
Well...
Oh, listen, we laugh about it. It's funny. The company did give me a very nice little treat for my 30 years, and I'm very grateful for
that.
What
did they
give you? They gave, I guess I never told you.
No.
They gave me, for 30 years, they gave me a round-trip airfare somewhere that if I might want to go.
Really?
So
that's
I don't
nice.
Guess. What would that work out to? It's a few hundred bucks or whatever.
Sure.
But still, it was nice. I got a little thing. It says here, when you book a trip... this will be on Slapshot Broadcasting.
That's good. That's nice.
Yeah. So I immediately booked a trip to Australia. No, it's not.
Find the most expensive flight. Anyway.
there was a cap on the amount that they...
Up to $2,800, right?
Oh, I wish it was $2,800. But anyway, that's the reward that I got. Have you ever received, like, from the engraving shop or the gym
God,
where you
I
worked,
was thinking
the...
and thinking, no, I don't think I have ever received any
Never
sort
received
of...
Never received a little treat.
I do have a certificate for passing the sexual awareness and harassment training. I do have that.
Right.
But no, I mean, we have our broadcasting awards that we've received, but that's an outside entity.
That's from the industry. That's not from our company.
It's not from the company at all. So no, I can't play
Nothing
along.
Nothing for you. Huh?
And again, we're model employees. We're here every day. We work
we show
hard.
Up every
we
day.
Have good ratings. We're charming. Nothing.
Can't get it though.
Can't get nothing from nobody.
You know, if we shifted next door into the sports station, we'd win every month.
So, hashtag bitter.
No, hashtag realistic.
Hashtag truth, though.
I mean, honestly, if we were for Slapshot Broadcasting, if we worked on our sports station, you and I would be showered
gods.
With stuff.
We
but we work
gods.
Over there on that music station.
They play the Miley Cyrus.
All the long hairs listening or whatever.
Oh, God. Melody, rewards I've gotten from my previous jobs include 3 cruises. One
what?
Of which was a Disney cruise, 2
what?
Trips out of Chicago, suite tickets to Rockies games, and a yearly monetary bonus. Melody, what gig do you have? Please write back. I want to know what you do and why you're getting
That's
all these
excellent.
Major awards.
Dawn sent in a picture of her Teaching Excellence Award.
Oh, that's fancy.
Very
it's
nice.
It's got a bright, shiny gold seal-looking thing on there, a little ribbon.
Linda from Littleton, a sales award, trip to Hawaii for 2 for a week.
Oh, come on now.
What the? You and
what
I are in the wrong business.
Man, we'll do retirement gifts too. If you guys retired and they gave you something really cool, I know my dad got when he retired from West Metro, he got this killer axe. It's like this bright gold
axe
on a wood backer with a nice engraving, and it's like a a really cool axe, and he's got it
hanging
on a wall.
What is this, The Shining? I mean,
well,
does he use it to bust into the bathroom when your mom's cowering in there?
No,
I mean,
but if
what's
your
going on?
Mom's stuck on the toilet or something, they got to get in there.
Does that happen often? Chris said a turkey. UPS gave them a turkey
every
year.
We did get
year.
A turkey once. I knew to know that. They gave us sausage not too long ago, too. Remember when we
sausage?
Had sausage? Yeah, but, you didn't get any because you're not here.
Figures.
They gave us a box of sausage. Just because they,
here's
I don't know
a
why.
Box. I'll take a box of sausage.
Yeah.
Angie said she got a trip to the Florida Keys with her husband as a reward.
What are all these trips?
Uh-huh. Diana's got the Spirit of Caring Award.
How do you get that?
I don't
that?
Know if you and I could ever get that.
How do you get it? Paula, President's Club Award, which equaled an all-expense trip to Cancun. That one's on my Facebook.
Dang!
More trips.
Steph, people can relate to this one. Steph said, for doing such a good job at work, I received additional work at no extra pay.
Right. Oh, Brooke made a good point. Okay, she says, Jeremy, you did get an Avalanche championship ring. So the company did give us
right.
Avs rings after the
that's
Avs.
Right.
And those came with appraisals. So those were nice.
They did?
Yeah. Did you
what
open
did
up your box?
For? I opened up the box. I looked at the ring. It was beautiful.
Pull out
but
the
I
bottom. There's an envelope in there with appraisal and how to insure it.
No kidding. What's it worth?
I think it was like $6,000 or something like that.
No, it is not.
Yeah, maybe Josh remembers. It was up there. Yeah, it wasn't as much as the players' rings. Yeah, they recommended insuring it.
I'll be go to hell. I've never
I
knew
know.
That.
Yeah, it's worth a pretty good chunk of cash, dude.
Wow. Yeah. See, we did get something.
So we did get that. Thank you for reminding us of that.
I love the one from Joe. She says, my husband just celebrated a big work anniversary. The company emailed him a link to download a certificate commemorating and, quote, celebrating his accomplishment. So they didn't give him anything. They emailed him a link where he could download his own certificate.
And then print it out. And yeah. That's pretty darn good. It's like that friend of mine who, when he gets an attaboy at work, they send you a link to the company store. So you're able to go onto like the company store and get a mug or a shirt or something that says the name of the place that you're working. Super cheese.
Oh my God, that's great. Diane says, I got the Teammate of Distinction Award.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that and $5 will get you a cup of coffee, right?
Right.
Yeah, way to go.
Jenny says, no joke, my company gives out the Nice Human Award. Every month, somebody wins a $200 movie gift card for the most positive customer service mentions.
Well, that's pretty nice, though.
I like that. And then Lila actually wrote in. She says, I work at an automotive place, and if anyone mentions your name on Yelp in a positive way, the owner lets us drive his Corvette for 3 days, and he gives us Maggiano's gift cards. I have had the honor 8 times.
Eight?
Whoa, smell you.
Dang.
Not bad.
Kelly from Broomfield says, I received a bubblegum award for my bubbly personality.
Oh, barf.
The bubblegum award.
I'm always so happy.
Abraham says, my boss paid my $2,300 mechanic bill for my last bonus. That's actually wonderful.
That's really good. I have a neighbor in my neighborhood. He's about 5 doors down from me. And his boss came to him and said, you have been doing such an exceptional job over the past 10 years. I want you to go to a dealership, pick out a truck that you would like, and I will send you the money. Pick out it. He knew he needed a new vehicle. Yeah, no joke. So he went to a Ford dealer, bought an F-150, and his boss sent him a check to buy the truck.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's like the total envy of the neighborhood right now. We're like, what? And it was like $55,000. Isn't that nutty?
Jeez Louise.
I know. He's in the water filtration business or something like that. So I guess business is good in clean water.
God.
I know. I hate him.
I got a text from one of my friends who's listening and said that they had just started in a sales department for a company.
Okay.
And because the sales department made bonus the year before, everyone in the company got $30,000 as a bonus. And she said she wasn't even there for most of it. Just like signed on at the end, and they still gave her the bonus too.
That's awesome.
30 grand.
That's great.
Holy crap.
Man.
Where's the Texas Roadhouse one? There was somebody.
Get some biscuits and cinnamon butter.
No, they said I can't. I've lost it now. So apologies, because we've got about 3,000 of these that have come in now. But it was Texas Roadhouse, and they said they did a secret shopper thing. So if you hit all five things that you should, you know, as for your customer service at the table when you go to wait on a table.
Uh-huh.
If you hit these five different things, then you got all of these certificates and money and stuff like that.
Well, that's very cool.
And they said it really helped. When you go up to a new table, you have no idea if it's a secret shopper.
Right.
And so your attitude is really good.
Like all the time.
I love that.
That's a good one. I do like that a lot.
30th anniversary. So people are rubbing it in now with their 30th anniversary stuff. Tina says, I got $2,000 and a choice of a $500 gift card for my 30th anniversary.
Oh, to anywhere, huh? For $500?
To anywhere. See, that's really cool.
I like that.
And how many trips are being sent in by people?
Multiple. Here's
trips.
Ryan, trip to New York City and Las Vegas a few times.
Cool. Michael says, I live off my wife's rewards from her real estate company. We're going to Costa Rica again. He says, no one ever rewards me. But if he sticks around with her, he'll keep going on all of these trips.
It's pretty cool. Nicole says, I got an award for best assistant manager, which just equaled more work.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Sure does.
That happens a lot.
These are great guys.
Any more that we want to do before the break? Marjorie, for retirement, they gave her a lamp made from an old electrical meter. A guy in the meter shop makes them.
I think that's pretty cool.
A lamp made from an electrical meter.
That's kind of neat.
Oh, that's funny.
All these years and I got a lamp.